Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Honey calling from Local Splash. This is Robert.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Robert. How are you doing?
Good.
Hi, that's good to hear. So yes, I am actually calling to go over and discuss your account. If you could remember when you did the client interview, we informed you that we'll be calling you to go over with
Yeah,
progress
yeah.
again. I will go ahead and discuss what's pending and what are the improvements of your account right now. Now, this will take
Okay.
about 15 to 20 minutes. Is this a good
That's fine.
time?
Yeah, we can do this. Yep.
Perfect, perfect. That is great. So, first, I did a quick research on the account, and I'm happy to inform you that as of today, it is showing that the Google listing is finally verified and live. That means
Okay.
your customers is now able to see your listing. So
Okay.
what we will do is we'll go ahead and optimize your account. Basically, we'll go ahead and make sure that all of your listing all across platforms are does have the same information, and we will work on the strategies that we will go ahead and apply on your Google listing to make sure that it actually aligns to the categories that we wanted you to be visible. Now,
Okay.
next is I see that you've got 7 leads already here on the dashboard. Now, please
I
note,
do. I didn't even know.
we actually have 7 leads. Have you tried accessing your dashboard already or not yet?
No, I don't know how to do that.
Don't worry. Let me walk you through on that one. I will be
Do I need to get
sending
on a
you.
computer or something or?
Yeah, so that you can see that. Or your cell phone. You can use your cell phone as well.
My computer's right here. It's easier with this. I'm gonna try this. I'm
Okay.
not overly good with this stuff, but
No problem. Now, while you are setting up that one, let me give you some updates in regards to your Facebook ads campaign. So, I accidentally closed it. Sorry about that. Let me open it again. Okay, so for your Facebook ads, okay. Now, your Facebook ads has not run yet because you have not granted us admin access to it.
I haven't done what? I'm sorry.
Yes, you have not granted us admin access to your Facebook page.
Well, you're definitely granted. I don't have Facebook, so I don't, you gotta. I mean,
In that
I don't mind
case.
having it. I just don't know how to get it. I don't know any of that stuff.
I see. Don't worry, I can actually help you out.
Okay.
Do you have a Facebook account right now? A personal
You
Facebook
know, something I
account?
probably do, it's probably old, but I haven't, you know.
Oh,
Let
no
me,
problem.
hold on one second.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Okay, let me see here. Okay, so you tell me where we gotta start and what we've gotta do.
Okay, so first is, let me see. I sent you an, oh, not, it did not send, I'm sorry. Okay, so I sent you an email with your login credentials, so I will go ahead and ask you to log in. It will have the link and then the username and password.
Okay, so go to my email and okay, I'm not seeing inbox. Jack, you want to do this? Okay. It's not there. Let's see, junk.
This could be,
Nope.
maybe it's still sending. Let me
Yeah,
see.
might be. Yeah, I'm not. Hold on, see, maybe. Nope, no, there's no. I don't want to trash. It shouldn't be there. No, right by. Important. The recent investment alerts my TD claim, no, I'm not seeing it anywhere yet.
Maybe it's still sending. Do you have
Yeah.
good internet connection right now?
Yeah, I believe I do. Okay,
Okay.
hold on. Log into dashboard. What did that say? I just got a thing came
Yes.
across longer than dashboard, but now where did it go? Oh, here we go. Local splash. All right. Okay, so what do you want? What would you like me to do?
Yes, on the email, there should be a link there.
Okay, you can log into your account app. So hit that link.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And then the username should be your phone number.
Okay.
And then.
All right.
And then your password, it should be there too.
Okay, I got it. No, it's not. Am I supposed to know it? Am I supposed to know the password? Did I set it up?
No, it's already provided. If you could come back to the email that was sent to you, you would see there where you actually got the link. You would see there the username and the password as well.
Okay. It doesn't seem to want to go backwards. I don't know what's going on.
You will have to go back to the email.
Oh, okay. Password. I got the password. Okay. Okay. So go back.
And then log in.
All righty. Okay. Okay, remember me. Let's do that and sign it. Okay, yeah, looks like we're there.
Okay. Now, on your dashboard, you see, can you tell me what you see on your screen?
Total results, 31. Local leads, mm-hmm. 7. Listing, 5. Google profile, mm-hmm. app, 24. What's all that
okay,
mean?
Perfect. Now, on the upper left corner, you would see home right, and then next to it would be leads. Okay, go ahead and click leads.
Okay. Okay, Google verified, yes. Help, Yelp ad, get started. So what would you like me to do?
Oh, just go ahead and click leads just beside home. It would say home.
That's what leads. I did. I clicked leads, and this is what's popped up. Yeah. It says Google verified, Yelp ads, and no thanks.
Google verified, Yelp
ads. You want me to just click that, get the X out of this? You want me to just get out of this?
Oh, yes. Close that one. I'm so sorry. I forgot there is a pop-up. Yeah, close that one.
Okay. All right. Here, I think these are leads. I think.
Yes. So these are the leads that were accumulated, but please know that because the Google listing is now verified and we are going to optimize it, you will be getting more leads, more qualified leads, and you will be seeing them here.
Okay.
All right. Now, also, if you go back to the upper section where it says home, leads, website, listings, please go to reviews.
Reviews, okay.
Okay. And then, once you get there, do you see where it says request review?
Request review. Average review, not yet.
It's just on the right side.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, it was hidden. Okay.
So, what this link, if you go ahead and click that one, what it does is that you can actually enter your customer's name, their phone number, email is optional, and then select the language, English or Spanish. When you hit send, they will actually receive a text asking them to go ahead and leave a review for you. It will include a link. Yes, it will include a link, and they just have to click on the link, and it takes them directly to your Google Business Profile review section, so they can go ahead and leave a review for you. So it's yes, we wanted to make it easy for your for you to go ahead and collect reviews from your clients. Now, please remember, it is very important that you start collecting reviews. If you have clients before that are willing to still go ahead and give you a review, you have their phone number, you can contact them. Please have them send a review for you because that will really help us with the ranking and visibility.
Okay, very good. Okay. Yeah, I will start working on that right away.
Okay, perfect. And then
I go here to install it to this request review thing.
Yes. So it would be easier for you. And then next to it, you see there's post, next to review, and then lastly would be business info, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here on this section, this is your business information. So everything here is what we have. Now, your customers doesn't see everything here. For example, if we had the address hidden, then they cannot see the address.
You want me to press on this business info? You want me to push on it, right?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I will teach you where you can upload pictures. Now.
Very good.
Yes. So here you would see your keywords. If you actually try to scroll down, you will see all the information, your target areas. You see the service areas. Say, for example, you wanted to add an area. Now, just a reminder, do not add counties. I would not suggest adding counties because since your account is new and we're still working on your visibility and on your primary search phrase, we want to make sure that we take it slowly, which means once you have built up your ranking and your visibility in a certain area, that's the time we go ahead and add more. By putting county, it's actually a very large area. It's hard for us to wrap you fast because it's very large. So we try to go at it step by step, slowly, until we make sure that the area, all the areas that you wanted to be visible is fully covered. All right?
Okay.
And then scroll down, you would see their media. Now, I do see here that there is still no logo uploaded. Let me check why. There should be a logo by now. Do you have your own logo?
I do. Let me see if I can find the card here.
It should be there. Let me check.
So what would mean the logo?
So what you can do is that since you said you already have a logo, you see there is like drag and drop here to select file on the logo section and media. Go ahead and click that one, and that allows you to go ahead and upload your logo. The same here on the cover photos and below on the business photos. You can go ahead and click that one, and then it will access the gallery on your laptop or on your computer, and then it allows you to upload photos. Now, it's very important that you upload fresh photos of your complete work. If you have the before and after, that would be perfect so that customers can actually identify the
You on the phone, let me try to see if I can find a picture, some photos here to upload
so that we can do this together.
So I know what I'm doing. I know I got a lot. I just got to get back and find them. Oh, here's a drain. I'll start with this, I guess.
You may try one. I would suggest uploading maybe 5 photos at a time.
I have a drain job I did that I replaced the drain, and it goes from us to where the drain is ripped apart to where we finished, what the finished product is. There's 2, 4, 6, maybe 7 photos, 8 photos, something like that.
Okay. You could try uploading it right now. Do you have the copy on
You better tell me how you do this, though, ma'am. I don't know how to do this.
It's okay. So, all right. Are the photos already on your drive, on your computer?
These are on my phone. Actually, they might be on my computer. Well, no, I'm not. They should be on my computer. Wait a minute. I really don't know how to do any of this. Jane.
You can only add photos if they are already on your computer since you are accessing it to your computer. Because what it does is that it will access your gallery. It will access files on your computer. So the picture must be on the computer.
Okay, so I have to download it to the computer.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Or
there is my phone and my computer are supposed to be together, so I got to figure out how to do this, I guess.
Yes, there is another way.
Okay.
You open the link that I sent you on through your email. You open it on your cell phone.
I'll open it on my cell phone. Okay.
Yes.
Instead of doing it for a second, I want to keep going over this too, because I'm going to lose track of what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to start with it. Where it says website, does that show the website that you guys have up for me right now?
Let me see that one. If yes, if you click on that one,
okay. Well, it's not showing anything. Total activity zero. Okay, newest first last 6 months. So this is where I got to put stuff. Is that what it is?
Are you in the website section?
It says website. I pushed it, but it's not really showing.
Let me see. Let me just quickly check on your website. Let's see. I think, let me check in the notes website. It should be live by now. Let me check on that one. Because there should be information there since we created the website.
Because she said, well, we'll build you your website and do all this stuff. That's what I've done before, and I've never had a website built, and it looks like I'm going back again.
Your website is actually ready. If you go back to the home section, and then you check on the left side area, you would see there where it says paving contractor, Bud Lake, New Jersey. Then if you look down, you would see promoted URL. If you click that one, it would show you your website.
Okay, so what am I clicking? Website editor or the link?
The link. Yes, the link.
Okay. Okay. Looks like we got something.
It will take you to your website. Yes,
okay.
Now please know, I would suggest that you review your website tonight. If you have edits or if you wanted to make changes, please note them down. And then we can schedule you a call on Monday with the website team. Or you can text me or text us on the 877 number. Let us know when would be the best time for us to go ahead or call you so we can schedule you the call with the website team. And then we can make edits today because we really wanted to make sure that the website that we create for you is using your liking.
Logo up in the corner here.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Where's my logo up in the corner here?
It's in the upper left corner. That's
your
logo.
Yeah.
Yes, that is the logo that we have on file.
Okay.
And that is your logo, right? You're okay with that?
Yeah, that's my logo. That's what I use. I've done this for my stuff.
Okay, that is perfect. So, yes, please review your website tonight, and then let me know tomorrow. Text us, and then let us know if you wanted to make revisions on it or you wanted improvements.
Okay, well, so far, I like what you have done. I definitely like what you have done.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Yes. If you're happy, that would be great. And then there's no need for revision. So each time you actually upload.
While we're here, I'm seeing a number, 908-301-9600. This is, where does this number go to?
Yes, that is actually your call tracking number. If you could remember during the initial call with you, that is your mass number, or that's the number that people will actually see. Now, when customers call that number, the call actually redirects and goes to your business number. So you are still getting the calls. It goes directly to you. It's just like a mass number to them, yes. And the good thing about that is that it filters majority of the spam calls. So remember doing marketing calls, yes. It filters that. You don't have to, get there. Well, you will still get some, but majority of it is being filtered by the call tracking feature.
Okay, so this if someone calls that number, it goes to my phone?
Yes. It's your phone that rings. Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
Yep. So, yeah. I think that will. Do you have like any questions or concerns?
Well, it says here follow us online, but I don't have anything here.
I'm sorry. Could you kind of repeat that?
It says I'm going. Yeah, it says follow us online. Oh, I don't know. I lost it now. It says follow us online, but there's nothing there.
Follow us online. Can you tell me where is that? Is it
all the way at the bottom? Link. It's right where that the website is.
Uh-huh,
all the way
on the website. Oh yeah. This means okay. Remember your Facebook. You don't have the face.
That's what we gotta do. You gotta help me get a Facebook. That's what we have to do.
Yes. So you need to create a personal Facebook account first.
Okay, I think I have one, but I've never used it. So I don't really know. So I need a personal Facebook or a business.
No. What you will do first is that you need to create a personal Facebook account.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once that is created, I will call you, and then I will walk you through on how you can create the business page, because we want you to create the page so you have full ownership of it.
Okay. So when I do this, create a personal Facebook, what do I got to do? What do I do?
Yes. I will call you so I can walk you through and then create the page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, can we back to that, or how does this work?
I'm sorry. Could you kind of repeat the question?
So what? Okay. I guess what are we doing now?
So right now, do you have like any questions in regards to your account at the moment? Because that's the only pending item that we have for you. You need to go ahead and create your own personal Facebook, and then I will call you. To guide you on how to create the page.
Okay. So how do I do that? What do I have to do? How do I do that?
To create your own personal Facebook account, you need to go to Facebook.com.
Facebook.com, okay. Done with now this part of it? Am I all done with this?
Yes. So we're almost done with the review. So I just wanted to give a...
Someone's looking me up on LambertPick. They're looking me up online. Is this what's going to pop up? Is all this stuff here?
The one that you see on your dashboard, is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in other words, the local, I'm not really online anywhere. This is the only spot. So is this what's going to pop up? If someone puts LambertPick, the LLC from Bud Lake, in the computer, is this what's going to pop up? Is all the stuff you just showed me?
They will actually, this is your dashboard, so only you can actually see this one, but they can go ahead and see now your Google listing. So if they go ahead and search for your business, let's say they search for Lambert Paving LLC, then yes, they can go ahead and see your Google listing because it's already live. Now you can see your Google listing. I'm going to go ahead and teach you where. Kindly go back to your dashboard.
That's my dashboard.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I forgot how to do it. Oh, my God, I got to go here. I don't know. Okay, yeah, I'm at. Okay, go back to your
dashboard. So, under categories on the top, we have home, leads, website. Next to it is listings, right? Do you see it?
Listings, yep.
Yes. Go ahead and click that one.
Okay.
All right. Do you see the first one is like a pin, right? It says Google Maps. If you hover your cursor on top of it, it will show you Google Maps. So these five here are actually the listings where we have you live. So first is Google Maps. Next is Google Places, right? Go ahead and click Google Places, the blue one with letter G.
Okay.
The second one. Okay. So this is, it will open a new tab for you. And then you would see their Lambert Paving LLC on the right side. So that is your Google listing. Currently, it doesn't have reviews yet. So like I've mentioned to you earlier, you need to start collecting reviews so that reviews will show here. Now, each time customers search for your business, this is what they're going to see. If they are going to be searching for the business or service that sorry, for the service that you provide or keywords that we have for you, then your business will appear to them. So, for example, that they go ahead and search for paving contractor, then this is what they will see.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
don't worry, we just got it verified, so we will work on optimizing it, and then we'll add pictures on it. Part of the optimization is we will be adding the pictures. We will go ahead and make sure that the keywords or the categories on your Google listing actually matches on the service that you actually provide and make you relevant to your customers when they do search.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look at something here. Because it says, oh, where did it go? I just messed all this up. I don't know. Hold on, let me just. Okay, that, but to see that, who was this? Hold on, back to search, okay. Okay, how do I get back? How do I get back to the starting of this thing? Okay, hold on.
Oh, yeah, you have to go back to the email
yeah.
I sent you.
Okay, yeah, hold on one.
I think you bookmarked it earlier. I think I heard you. Oh, no, you just did the password.
So I don't talk listings. I'm going to listings, right? Is that what I just said?
Mm-hmm.
Listings. The blue one. Now I'm going to the blue one. Okay, Lambert. Okay, Lambert Paving. Bud Lake. Okay, that's at Yelp. Lambert Paving LLC. That's next. Lambert Paving Yelp. Lambert Paving. Okay. All right, Lambert Paving, Bud Lake. Oh, this is all Bud Lake. Okay, very good. No. All right. Okay. This seems like we're going in the right direction here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Another paving over in Tuxedo, New York, and they keep winding up with all my work. That's why I'm doing all this. I want to get this my name back here.
Oh.
In other words, I'm New Jersey. New York, and they're coming into New Jersey doing, and they're getting my phone calls and my customers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
exactly
why I'm
a good decision. Yeah,
you're
doing this now.
So okay, so what else do I have to learn? I'm a little lost in it, but you tell me what else I have to learn.
So far, that's the only thing that I mean. Those are the, like, majority of the things that we would like to show you. You can go ahead and play around with your dashboard. Check on this one. We actually suggest you looking into your dashboard or checking it from time, like, if possible, as often as you are available, because there are a lot of information here. This will give you information on how your campaign is actually doing.
Okay. So, I got all the... Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, you need to create a Facebook, personal Facebook account first, and then please text me or call us here. Let us know once you have created, and then we will walk you through on how you will create the page.
Okay, so could you please give me your name and phone number again, please?
Sure. My name is Honey.
Honey.
And then,
okay.
Yes, my phone number will be our generic line, the 877.
Okay.
635-6225. Now, when you call, you will be redirected to different agent, whoever is available. But if you wanted to speak to me, just let them know that you wanted to speak to me, and then I'll call you back as soon as I'm available.
Okay, yeah, that sounds okay. That's fair enough.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect.
All right, let me work on getting this Facebook thing open. I'm going to work on that next, and I'll call you guys probably tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay, no problem. I'll be around tomorrow. Now, just a quick reminder. Yes. Now, you are going to be gaining more online presence now because your Google listing is verified. We will work on your visibility and ranking. So that also means that you will be getting different types of calls. So this could be calls from your, this could be service requests. This could be calls from your competitors along with many others. Now, please note, any solicitor call or text messages from companies that could be claiming Google, telling you like, oh, there's a problem with your Google listing and we can help you, just pay us here. Please disregard that one. Google never calls, okay? It could be town square.
I'll just tell you this. I've ignored all these calls for years. You were the first ones I gave a shot. It seems like it's working out so far. I promise you we're good.
That is good to hear. If ever you get any of that, if you have questions about your account, go ahead and call me. Go ahead and drop the call with them because those are really scam calls. Call me right away.
Not a problem.
Just ask me if there's any issue with the listing, and we will go ahead and answer you, okay?
Okay, well, we're going to go with this flow because I don't know how to work all this, but I'm going to play with it, and I'll just start. Yeah, we'll get it worked out. I want this to turn into something.
Definitely. And we have, you know what, we have other ads campaign that can really help you generate leads, especially that you are still starting.
Okay.
It's a great bundle to come with the current bundle that you have, but we could go ahead and discuss that one some other time. I want you to go ahead and...
I want to get comfortable with this first, and then we'll move on.
Exactly. So please check on your dashboard regularly. If you have questions, do not hesitate to call us or text us. We'll go ahead and contact you as long as we are, because we are available from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll definitely call you as soon as we get your message and we have agents available. I can call you if you request for me. I can definitely do that. So once you have created your Facebook account, go ahead and call us here, okay? Then we will walk you through creating the page.
Sounds good.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. Do you
Thank
have
you.
Like, any questions
Thank
for me or
any No, I'm going to get this Facebook thing and then we're going to go for it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay,
you
have a nice night.
You too. Please enjoy your night. Bye-bye.